On this edition of AV Social, we talk about trade show social, what works, what didn't, and what can be done next. This and more on AV Social.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Social, episode 20. Infocom 2016 in Social, recorded August 2016.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to AV Social. I am one of your hosts, Dawn Mead, and I'm joined as usual by our co-host, Kelly Perkins from AVI Systems. And today we have a special guest, Noble Crawford, who is the CEO of Creative Video Marketing. I think I got that correctly. Video Social Creative. I was close.
Close enough.
looking away from my notes. And we're going to be talking about Infocom. Last month, a whole lot of us were in Las Vegas in the summer heat, checking out the latest and greatest from our industry. And so we're going to talk about Infocom, not from the new tech perspective necessarily, but from the marketing and the social media perspective. So let's get started here. Kelly, give us a quick overview of what you thought of the show. Just a real quick hit of...
I thought it was awesome. I thought there was definitely a huge uptick in kind of marketing and networking activities at this show. I felt like every 5 minutes I was going to a mixer or a meetup or this or that different type of event. So I thought it was really, I thought that was really cool because they definitely kind of brought more people out. I know they actually had a, you know, the marketing meetup so marketing folks in the industry could get together and know each other. And that was really neat, and Brock McGinnis put that together. So I thought that was awesome. As far as social, I think we've kind of gotten to a point, especially with, you know, with Twitter and with LinkedIn and stuff, that it's, you know, it just goes crazy at these shows. I mean, I tweeted so much, and I don't even think I was on like the top like 100 people or companies tweeting there. So it's like I can't even imagine how many like times Chris Netto was tweeting, and so it was just I thought it was insane in a good way. So that's kind of my take on it as an overall event and as far as social media.
And we will come back to those topics, both the meetup that we had and the statistics of who was tweeting and how much. We'll get back to that in a little bit in the show here. Noble, welcome to the show. What was your overall impression, just first take of Infocom 2016?
You know, I thought it was great. This was actually my first time attending as a business owner as opposed to you know, as a salesperson in the industry. And so I had a little bit different purpose for this trip in particular, but I felt really good about it. You know, I echo what Kelly said in regards to all of the meetups and mixers and that sort of thing. That was absolutely great. But from a social media standpoint, it seems like this year in particular, there were quite a bit more companies trying to leverage social at the show. And so, you know, I know that's something we'll get into, but I think that's great. I think we need to do more of that, and I think that's going to become more mainstream as we just keep going forward.
Okay, great. Let's jump around a little bit here since Kelly brought it up. Let's talk about some of the analytics. For those of you watching for the first time, there are our friends over at Digital Out of Home or the Daily Do that have a website. That is, I believe it's aka.tv and on thedailydo.com. And they, every year, track hashtags and retweets and mentions and everything else for all of the main social, at least on Twitter, at all of the big shows. So, you know, ISE, CEDIA, CES, obviously Infocom. And we have here, and hopefully we can share this on the AV Nation website when we post this show, the final wrap-up of their analysis of hashtag Infocom16, which was the official hashtag for the show. They did a Twitter analysis for the 30 days around the Las Vegas show, and Kelly's right. There were a lot of tweets. We had 33,852 tweets overall using that hashtag. There were 150 million Twitter impressions during that period. Over 5,000 retweets, or sorry, over 5,000 users who retweeted. It doesn't say how many exact retweets. 14 million Twitter users were reached during that period, which is a ridiculous number if you ask me. And about 679 tweets, the highest number of tweets per hour. Those are some staggering statistics. Kind of mind-blowing there. And actually, it looks like we were a little bit down number-wise, attendance-wise, from Infocom 15 to Infocom 16, 38,000 to 39,000 in 2015. So that's some amazing work on social media from everybody. Noble, since I talked to you last there, you know, and you're the professional here in this, what do you think that says about our industry or about our use of social? Is this definitely an improvement? Is this just we're, you know, tweeting out noise? What?
Well, I think it says for me that I need to hire a team of people to tweet for me if I want to get into that list there. That is just an astronomical number of tweets coming across and users and participation. But I think it's wonderful. I think that, you know, for the longest, I felt personally that our industry has been just slightly behind the curve when it comes to some of the online technology, social media being one. And so I get excited, you know, when I see us participating at this magnitude. And so, I, you know, I think it's the way of the future. I think just, you know, just having conversations online, whether it's at a trade show or outside of a trade show, I think it's just the way it's going to continue to be. But I think that when you're at a trade show and you can engage and you can, you know, you can participate in different contests and events and you can meet new people across different social media platforms, that's what we want to do because that's what it's all about. It's about connecting. It's about meeting new people, engaging, you know, starting new business relationships. And so the more activity that we see there, I think the better.
Great. Kelly, just a real quick answer to your question. If you want to make those lists in the future, total number of tweets, I don't think any of us are going to catch the team from Rave Pubs, because they sent out over almost 3,000 tweets over the course of the month using that hashtag. But again, as Noble said, you know, when you've got a team of an army of tweeters mobilized for you, you obviously can churn out the volume. But our buddy Chris Netto, he tweeted almost 200 times. So there's your goal, 200, Kel.
Next year, life goals.
Exactly. So, what do you think about the statistics that we have here, Kelly? Anything that strikes you on the lists? Or
I'm excited that people are really starting to embrace it. You know, I think to the point of, you know, the people are actually accepting it. It's not just a fad. It's not just something that, you know, that's going to be here for a little while. But really, you know, if you want to make it in, you know, at Infocom, if you want to make it in this industry, you really have to embrace social media. And it's, you know, you and I can preach it as much as we want, but the fact that there were that many tweets, and that's just Twitter, you know what I mean? Like, think about all the other platforms. So, you know, it's here to stay. And I think, you know, I'm seeing it more and more in my company. You know, some of the OWGs are coming around, and it's really cool.
Awesome. OWGs. One thing that I was struck by when I looked at the list were some of the related hashtags. Obviously, this list was an analysis of the hashtag Infocom 16, so all of these tweets had to do with that. But the top five hashtags that were included with Infocom 16, number one, God love us, AV tweets was number one with over 10,000 uses of the hashtag. AV Selfie Go Team had almost 2,000 mentions, so expect to see a lot more photos in the video next year. Pro AV hashtag was about 800, 750. AV TweetUp and Collaboration both were in the 500s. So I think it's really interesting to see what people are thinking about at the show. The Tweeps was number one by a long shot. Selfies was next. You know, that goes to what Noble said. It's all about the connecting, the socializing, the getting together with people, and less about just the shiny thing in the booth. And likewise, the TweetUp hashtag with over 500 mentions. And interestingly, collaboration. So I think that kind of gives us an idea where the industry is headed. But also, you know, we're collaborating in person while we're there, as well as looking at the collaboration tools. So for those of you watching at home, I recommend checking out our friends at Daily Do, Daily Digital Out of Home. I believe it's aka.tv that gives you the live tracking of the events. And you can find the archives, including this archive for Infocom 16, at the dailydo.com, or dailydo.com, not the. We will include a link on that with the show, I hope. Our producer is taking notes. And you can check out these statistics for yourself. It makes for some interesting reading, that's for sure. Jumping from there, since it came up, I'll get to some of these other topics in a minute, but in person, there was a lot of in-person. Noble mentioned it, Kelly mentioned it. This year we did have, for the first time, a marketing meetup. Thank you to Brock McGinnis from, I believe, Westbury National up in Canada for helping put that together. I was able to attend for a while. I believe Kelly attended. Noble, I don't know if you were there. I didn't get a chance to meet you if you were running around, you know, like you do at the show. But
I did have an opportunity to attend, and I think at one point Kelly was going to introduce us, and we just missed each other, I believe. But yeah, it was a great event.
You know, that's the kind of thing that Infocom, I think, is really about. You know, we're here on this show to talk about marketing and social media, and we do talk a lot about social media. Everyone forgets the first word in that, which is the social. And it's you know, the media part is just another tool. It's using the technology to get us interacting, talking, relating to people. And when you get the chance to meet, that's why tweet-ups are so big. That's why the marketing meeting was so big. That don't forget the social when you're doing your social media. Other than the marketing meetup, any big social events at the show that really struck you or thought were great that you were able to attend, Noble?
I really think, I mean, you know, again, for this particular Infocom, my purpose really was to kind of set some meetings up with some key companies and some key individuals, which I was able to accomplish. But from a social standpoint, I think that a lot of what I participated in was based on how well it was promoted pre-show, because there were some things going on that I wasn't even aware of, but I think it was really due to just lack of promotion than anything else, because had I known about some of these different events, I would have definitely participated in them. I think to answer your question, my purpose wasn't really towards that, but I think I would have participated more had I known about some of the different events going on.
Okay, promoters, make sure Noble's on your list next year for some of the good parties. Kelly, what kind of exciting events or parties did you get a chance to take part in this year?
Obviously the AV TweetUp was awesome, because it's always great to meet people that you're talking to through social. So that's always a favorite every year. They did a couple of events at the Infocom booth this year that I thought were kind of cool. They were just kind of little short meetups. There wasn't a ton of people, but again, I don't think there was a ton of promotion prior to the event, and it was kind of a pilot experience. We had good turnout for the Ignite Happy Hour. And that was over at the Hard Rock, so that was awesome. And then the Drunk Uncles, of course. I'm trying to think what else. There was Women in AV Happy Hour. There's so much stuff going on in the show. It was crazy. I felt like I was just running around from room to room to room, and it was like in between booth tours and whatnot. So, yeah, it felt like there was a lot more networking type stuff going on this year.
You know, I agree 100%. This year, I didn't have a chance to meet up with Noble in person, which was, you know, I was told, you got to meet this guy. I didn't get a chance. We will meet. But I, like Kelly, I felt like I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, because between meetings, classes, and actual networking events, it was quite the endurance event. My Fitbit got a workout at InfoComm this year. Like Kelly, the Drunk Uncles was always fantastic. Of course, our own AV tweet up that we held of the marketing event. Again, Brock, thank you for that. And InfoComm and or Brock, let's have it again next year. Maybe not 50 miles in the hinterland where it was, so we don't have to, you know, add more miles to our Fitbits getting there. But those sorts of events are fantastic. Like Kelly, the little meetups and the little receptions that were held in the InfoComm booth, which this year was centrally located in the lobby, I think was wonderful. That was a great location. Years past, they had their booth inside one of the halls buried somewhere. And if you happened to be in that area when an event happened, you'd pop in, but it was kind of out of the way to get to. With it being centrally located in the lobby, I think that was a winner idea they should keep. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my idea on that. One thing that Noble mentioned was doing better promotion. So I'll use that to seg into our quick overview of winners, losers, kind of best promotion, not so best promotion, or great idea, lack of execution, kind of mixed bag for InfoComm. What do you guys think, just off the top of your head, you know, best social use or best promotion or best idea kind of thing that you saw? We'll start with Kelly this time, since I keep picking on Noble, our guest. Kelly, what do you think was the kind of the best thing that you saw, either traditional marketing or on social?
I love the BuyAmp campaign. I thought that was so cool. That was probably my favorite. Leading up to the show, and just with all their, you know, the news of ABB and everything, and them doing video, everyone was just, you know, the campaign leading it up to it. Once you got to the booth, like, everyone was so excited and just crazy happy, and you could just, like, feel the positivity, like, glowing off of them. So, you know, all around, I would say BuyAmp for sure had the coolest campaign.
Okay. Noble, did you see any? I know you were there to meet folks. Did you see any cool ideas on social or in person at the show that really kind of struck you?
Yeah, so you know, like Kelly said, the BuyAmp was ultra cool. You know, while the AV selfie campaign is not the first one by any means, you know, I thought they did a really good job of you know, kind of pre-show, you know, amping it up before the show, and then kind of promoting it, you know, during the show. I saw a ton of selfies coming across Twitter, you know, for the duration of a big part of the show. But I'm always excited to see when we have a lot of people in our industry just, you know, kind of jumping in and participating. And I think images and things like that, like she said, video, anytime you can post photos and things like that, I think that helps increase engagement. And so that was a fun promotion. I think it went really, really well.
Cool. For those in the audience that are watching that, like me, didn't get one of the cool packages from BuyAmp to lead up to the show, apparently they were teasing their new products by sending out secret packages to certain folks, marketing folks and industry folks, consultants in the industry, that according to Tim on our last show, it was very much like a secret agent assignment when you opened it and there was a video and some audio saying, you know, your mission, should you choose to accept it or whatever. And they got little teases like that in the mail. Then they got them, I think, on social as well. And then at the show, they kind of carried that theme through, which sounds like a really cool promotion. I'm not at all bitter that I didn't get one. So, you know, don't even ask me about that. But Jim and Kelly were like, and apparently Noble were lucky recipients of the BuyAmp teaser package this year, and it sounded like a very cool deal, and it sounds like they executed very well. Noble mentioned AV selfies, and I thought one of the greatest uses of social this year, and there were a lot of companies and groups using it, was the use of the selfie. Off the top of my head, I know, I'll come back to them, but Commercial Integrator did something with selfies within booths during the show, and I will come back to that. I know, which booth was it? Gosh. One of the booths had a photo with a cutout for your face, and you put your face through it and took a selfie, and then you entered to win prizes, and they had prizes every day of the show, and I feel really horrible that I can't remember which booth it was because I won an iPad from them this year for my selfie. I feel horrible. Sorry, guys. Love you. just blanking on your name.
It was over a month ago. It's okay.
It was over a month ago. The iPad's awesome. There were also other selfie occasions throughout the show. One company, I believe it was called Quirk. They basically are making e-ink Kindles that are wall-sized for collaboration. You know, the e-ink that uses, like, no energy. Mm-hmm. And they're basically a digital flip chart. You can write things on them. It saves it. It sends it out. If you're doing a collaborative meeting with people in other locations, they'll see what you wrote on your flip chart, so to speak. And so it's a cool product. I never would have thought it, you know, just this big old black and white Kindle looking thing hanging on the wall. It was really neat to use. But their social tie-in or their contest they had was when you went to their booth, you could draw something on one of their demo boards, take a picture of it or a selfie with it with their hashtag, and then they were giving away a full-size digital e-ink flip chart after the show. I didn't win that either, but I did draw my dog. So if you flip back through the tweets, you can see a really bad picture of my dog that I sketched. Things like that, that, you know, got you taking photos. I think there was a group called Phoenix that their new product was called Condor, and they actually had an endangered condor in their booth. There was a giant condor in a cage or in an enclosure in their booth for a certain number of hours every day, and you could go and take a selfie with the condor. So it was a very cool use. That was less social and more like live crazy animal, but they were encouraging people to take pictures with it and of it in their booth. So the images is a very big, I think, growth area, which can be seen. There was a lot more periscoping this year at InfoComm, I noticed. I don't know if Meerkat is still a thing. I'm sure for as many people periscoping, there were some people Meerkatting. Facebook Live video. I know people were doing Facebook Live video from the floor. A lot more takeovers of like Snapchat as well as Instagram. So, you know, traditionally our industry, we tweet a lot, AV tweets. We, you know, might post to Facebook or we might post to LinkedIn, but the other social networks are kind of off to the side. And I did see a lot more of that visual element this year.
I forgot to mention that. I loved the Snapchatting. That was so cool. Especially when Chris Netto was doing it on his way and, like, Steve Greenblatt. And it was just so neat because, you know, you could go through their, kind of go through their feed, and they were, what they're really doing is they're guiding you through their experience at the show, through pictures, through video. It's just, it was really funny.
Right. So. And Kelly, weren't you, I know you were the winner of one of the InfoComm Young AV Awards. Congratulations.
Yes.
But were you one of the ones that got to take over InfoComm's Snapchat account for an hour?
I did not, although that would have been quite fun.
I think that they let your co-winner, Josh Schrago, take over their Snapchat account for an hour. And they were letting certain other people, different winners, take over. And so you... The Snapchats and the things that went onto the timeline for that period were it was the official InfoComm, but they were taken by whomever, you know, in that case, Josh.
Shucks.
I know. You need to bug InfoComm and say, where's my turn to take over Snapchat?
No kidding.
But I think, you know, Noble, did you see an uptick on visual, either videos or photos or those sort of media this year?
You know, I did. You know, like Kelly said, Snapchat, I think, is very important. I think it's important for companies to start to really embrace that. I know it's still early, but Snapchat gives you, your brand, the ability to show a different side of yourself outside of just the corporate side. And so I think it's important, you know, because when I'm doing business with a company or a particular brand or individuals within that company, I like to know more about them as a person or as a company or some kind of, or behind the scenes sometimes. And so I think Snapchat, you know, gives you the ability to do things a little differently than you would on LinkedIn or even on Twitter. Facebook Live, I love Facebook Live. I think all companies should adopt that as a standard. I think that there's a lot of opportunity, especially for video and the combination of video and social media. And as big as Facebook is, there's a lot of opportunity for you to showcase things in real time. And I think that's important as well, just for engaging with people. I was excited. I mean, like I said, I think the adoption is just increasing every year. And, you know, I look forward to seeing more of it.
Awesome. Yeah, I noticed that too. And, you know, I actually was, Neto grabbed me and put me on one of his little quick, I can't remember whether it was a Snapchat mini video or whether it was a Periscope, but he had me doing like a 6-second, almost Vine-like, if you remember Vine, video right outside the Aviation booth. So there was a lot more of that this year. Let's change gears slightly and talk a little bit about the less successful social media. Yeah, we hate to point fingers. We only do things out of love. We want to, you know, help everyone grow. The one thing that I noticed this year, and Noble alluded to it earlier when he said things that were promoted heavily in advance. Some of the things that could have been really cool uses of marketing or uses of social media at the show failed to really promote it well, failed to really get the word out. The one that I'm thinking of specifically, and Craig, I love you, Craig knows, Craig McCormick, but Commercial Integrator did a contest at Twitter. They were giving away $1,000 cold hard cash. And as of the last day of the show, when I checked in at their booth, there were about 10 of us playing the game because they'd really kind of not given it the full court press for publicity in advance of the show. Not a lot of people knew about it. The game itself was a great use of social. They had a list of you know, Commercial Integrator sponsor companies. You took the list with the booth numbers, and you took selfies in the booth with booth people or with their signage, tweeted them out with their hashtag, CI's Grand Quest. And if you took a certain number of selfies that were, you know, it listed how many you had to have, you were entered to win $1,000. I did not win, neither did my husband, darn the luck. But one of the other folks that played did, but there weren't a ton of people playing. And I'm like, you know, all the swag and all the giveaways and all the things you can pick up at Infocom, the one thing that everybody has a use for is cold hard cash. Especially in Las Vegas, you know, cash is a good thing. So I was shocked kind of that there weren't a ton of people playing. And I think it was more due to lack of people knowing about it than it was any inherent problem with the game. The game was simple and fun, in fact. Kelly or Noble, either one of you jump in. Was there anything that you saw that you thought could have been a really awesome concept but just needed a little tweak, whether it's a little rules change or a little more promotion or a little whatever at the show? Any kind of almost big successes but kind of a miss you can think of?
I can't really, like, pinpoint anything specific. I would really encourage people, you know, for next year's event and any event you're planning on going to, whether you're, you know, a manufacturer or not, of really kind of trying to think outside of the box and get creative, because those are the people that you remember, right? I mean, if I can't think of anyone else that, you know, completely stood apart or was a huge miss, it's kind of like you just get kind of lost in the shuffle, right? It's not very memorable. You don't go, oh, remember so-and-so from last year? That was so cool. It's just kind of like, you know, again, they get kind of lost in the crowd. So I would just encourage people, again, to think outside of the box and do some really cool stuff. Think about how you can leverage social. Think about how you can leverage, you know, your industry, the associations, the media outlets, whether it's, you know, AV Nation or Rave or CI, et cetera, to really get people involved in, and it'll make a huge impact. So that's my preaching for next year.
Definitely. And promote. Come, think outside the box and then promote it so people know it's happening.
Yep.
One other thing that I think was pretty successful despite the lack of for, you know, in advance promotion that I just thought of while you were speaking, Kelly, Logitech, of all people. Yeah, they were located in the Unified Communications Pavilion, and they had a really interesting cross-promotional game thing, and I didn't hear anything at all about it in advance of the show. There was no pre-press, or if there was, I didn't see it in my regular channels. But they basically had Logitech devices throughout the show. Some of them were integrated regular parts of partners' booths, and some of them were interesting. Specifically, I, in my 5 minutes of running from one hall to the other, stopped in the ladies' room on the first floor there between the halls, and there was a pink Logitech mouse sitting on the shelf. It was bright pink with a little Logitech note card behind it. And it explained they were having basically a scavenger hunt of Logitech products throughout the show. And if you took a picture of the device, wherever you found it, tweeted where, you know, with the hashtag for their game and where you found it, every picture you tweeted, you were entered into their main contest. But then if you took your phone to their booth and showed them your picture, you got like a t-shirt or a, whatever their swag du jour was. And I took a picture of the pink mouse in the bathroom because why is there a pink mouse, hot pink mouse in the ladies' room? But then, you know, with my husband, some of the other booths, we noticed Logitech cameras in the speaker booth or a Logitech something else in a different booth. So, you know, we'd snap pictures. And I thought it was a really interesting way to get knowledge and promotion on their product at the show without being really obtrusive about it. Again, I don't know how many people played. I don't know who won the big contest. I do think that with a little more promotion in advance, as Noble said, and as Kelly said, that it would have been an even bigger success. But I thought that was kind of an interesting kind of scavenger hunt thing happening at the show.
That's cool. I didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah, Don, you actually raise a good point, because if you think about it, I mean, really combining like that social media scavenger hunt aspect with something that's like the gamification, like a Pokemon Go experience, and kind of combining those two together, that really makes a really kind of interactive, engaged, social media related contest that could be epic at an event like an Infocom.
Yeah.
So I think companies should definitely be combining those together.
Right. And I think for the sheer reason that a lot of people hadn't even heard about it and looked at me like I was a weirdo when I said I took a picture of a pink mouse in the bathroom, it could have been epic, Logitech, if you're watching or listening. More promotion next year, more, you know, kind of getting word out, and it was a great concept, and I think that counts up there with the CI Quest as a swing and a miss. Just barely. You almost had it, and then you struck out.
I wonder if there was a blue one in the boys' bathroom.
You know, that's a good question. And which boys' bathroom? Because there was only one ladies' room that had a hot pink mouse just sitting there by the sinks. So, you know, it was an interesting idea, and good on you for thinking outside the box, even where you put them, not just in the booths, but... Mm-hmm. Alternate places. Any final thoughts on the marketing or the social media at Infocom 2016, Noble?
Really to the two of you, I think you all do a phenomenal job with social media campaigns. Don, with your help with AV Nation, and you, Kelly, as well, also what you do with ABI. I just want to give a shout-out to you guys and kudos, because I think you're setting the bar, and you're an example for what other integrators and other manufacturers in our space can be doing to really get on board this social media thing. So you know, kudos for that.
Thank you for that, Noble.
Thank you.
And Noble, while we've got you talking here, since we're doing the wrap-up phase of the show, let folks know where you work and where they can contact you on Twitter or anywhere else you'd like to be contacted.
Sure. So, again, my name's Noble Crawford. I'm with Video Social Creative. We're a digital marketing agency working specifically with AV technology companies, integrators, manufacturers. Easiest place to reach me is going to be on Twitter. I'm at Noble Crawford, or you can reach me on LinkedIn as well. I'm on there quite a bit, or on the website, videosocialcreative.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you coming on as a guest.
Yeah, thanks, Noble.
Kelly, let's have your final thoughts on the show this year and where folks can find you.
Okay. Like I said, I'm really excited. I'd love to challenge people to get real creative next year and do some fun stuff. You can find me, AVI Systems, at Twitter at AVI_Kelly or Kelly P. Perkins on LinkedIn. Pretty easy to find, so.
All right. And my final thoughts on InfoComm 2016, it was a hot one, as it always is in Vegas. It was an exciting one, but a tempered exciting. There was a lot of cool stuff, but I didn't see anything really earth-shattering, both on the social front, marketing front, or the technology front. So we'll see if the big excitement comes in 2017 in Orlando. But it was still a very good show, well-attended, great social efforts, and looking forward to where we go from here. As usual, I'm Dawn Mead, at AVDawn on Twitter and other social networks. You can find me also, of course, at my day job, NetAV, where I'm the Director of Marketing, and, of course, here at avnation.tv. We appreciate everyone watching you, and this has been the latest episode of AV Social. Thanks, everyone.